Well, at first sight, this is as underwhelming as it gets. A concrete yard, an office tower soaring up over a grey wall at one end. But there are also two rectangular areas filled with stones and gravel, trenches, which hold the key to one of Shakespearean London's most enduring mysteries. Chris Thomas from the Museum of London Archaeology led the dig here.
What's quite exciting about this particular find is that where we've excavated bits of two other most famous Shakespearean theatres at the Rose and the Globe, most of the superstructure is gone. Here we've actually got the full height of the brick walls. So the preservation here is particularly good.
So what would it have been like here where we're standing 400 odd years ago?
Where we're standing, we'd have been stood right slap bang in the middle of the yard. Behind me would have been the stage with the actors performing on. In front of me was the entranceway into the theatre, and surrounding us would have been people shouting, jeering. So it's one of the most important Shakespearean theatres in London, and it's the one we know least about. And there's very little historical information about it as well.
There is the playhouse now. There must you sit, and thence to France shall we convey you safe and bring you back.
Across the river at the rebuilt Globe Theatre, they're rehearsing Henry V, a play thought to have premiered at the Curtain. Patrick Spottiswoode is the Director of Education at the Globe.
These are exciting fragments, and that's what's so tantalising about it. We find these fragments, and what is it telling us? And Shakespeare and Henry V says, let us on your imaginary forces work. And that's what they do. They excite the imaginary forces, but we want to find more.
What part of the Shakespeare story does the Curtain fill in?
Well, the Curtain was built as a playhouse. It's like a gaming house. So you went there for, I don't know, feats of activity, fence, trials of combat. So it was a multi-purpose entertainment venue. There is a thought that Henry V was first performed there. The reference, can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France? More likely, Romeo and Juliet was performed, and that may explain why there's so many sword fights in the play of Romeo and Juliet. The crowds at the Curtain would have wanted those fights.
Well, there's a plaque here above a little cafe at the end of an alley just round the corner from the archaeologists' trenches, saying the Curtain Theatre stood near this site. Historians have always thought it was somewhere in this area. It gives its name to Curtain Road at the end of this alley. But now it seems they know for sure. The plaque can probably soon come down.